You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Save her, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am so happy that you're here today. I'm happy that I'm here today, and I'm happy that our guest is here today. We have a true treasure joining us today, and you'll see why as our show celebrates a world premiere event. Will you please introduce yourself to us?
My name is Mary Everhart, and it is a pleasure to be here with you today.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm trying to hold back my excitement, but I'm not gonna. I'm thrilled. Congratulations to you. Tell us about your great premiere.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I am releasing my fifth CD, and we worked so hard on this one. I mean, really hard. It's 12 new songs. The album's called I'm Staying Home, which kind of fits in with the way things have been lately, with, you know, the pandemic and everything. Mm-hmm. And even recording was difficult because we couldn't get everybody together at one time. So we did it in shifts. But we got it done.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It should be released. I think it's going to be released on the internet first.
Okay.
Before I have the hard copies. But it's going to be on Amazon and Spotify, iTunes, all kinds of places. It'll also be on my new website, which is officialmaryeverhart.com. And just pretty much, I think they said something like 2,500 retail stores.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be worldwide, so I'm just totally psyched.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I love good news. It seems like we have so much bad news lately. I love it when somebody has something wonderful happen to them, so I get to rejoice with them. And, you know, you're such a precious person and so talented. You're very deserving. And so I'm so happy.
Well, thank you so much. It was so much work, like I said, but it was well worth it. And I hope that the songs will help uplift everybody's spirits and stuff.
Right. Well, I there's so much I want to say. I just am so impressed by your perseverance and your persistence. You know, sometimes pandemics or problems or challenges, you get people who tell you what they can't do, right? Oh, we would have done it, or we could have done it, or we should have done it, but we couldn't.
Right.
And then we get people like you who say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to press through. So what gave you the energy and the drive to keep going and not give up during a pandemic?
Well, I always think that, you know, if there's a challenge, there's a way around it. I mean, safely even, you know. A lot of the work that we did was I started out recording with just my bass player some working tracks that I could send to the other guys to learn the songs before they met up in the studio to record. So we had only one time when we all got together. And so, you know, you just have to find your way around things and do it safely. Because we sure didn't want anybody to get sick. That would have been heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And so you had to get very creative, I'll bet.
Yeah. We definitely did.
So how did creativity, how did that work?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, how did that work?
Well, just sending the stuff to them so they could learn their parts. And when I have a musician playing on one of my records, I always say, play what you feel.
Mm.
You know, if they want to ask me any questions about what the song is about or whatever, I'll be happy to answer. But I would rather they play what they feel in their heart when they hear it. And after that, three of us got together. Me,
wow.
The bass player, and the drummer, and we had a 9.5-hour session just getting the bones of the record put together.
Mm.
You know, once we did that, add the other two guys, and then I had to go back and do my vocal tracks and guitar tracks again, because I spent the whole time, the first 9.5 hours, and all the other time with the other guys directing, conducting, and producing.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah,
wow.
It was a lot of work. We have a fantastic engineer who also co-produced the album. His name is Ed Vertuno, and he is just fantastic.
Hmm.
And so he was on one end of the place, and I was on the other. I was his eyes, and everybody had headsets on in different areas.
That's incredible. I mean, I think there's so – that's just, I mean, such – dedication, such devotion. People talk about the studio vibe, you know, where you go into the studio and everyone sort of picks up the energy and, you know, it's a kind of a powerful time because everybody's all together. Did this quarantine and social distancing, did it change the vibe at all?
It didn't change the vibe. It just changed how we went about I'll tell you, my co-producer, Ed Vertuno, is also a musician, and he did my last album as well, and he just kind of sets the tone, you know, to where everybody's excited, and everything's just a great vibe all throughout the whole entire thing. A lot of laughing, which is definitely needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and the album is pretty much about what has gone on since, I'd say, gosh, last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's a little bit of everything.
I want to stop right there because, first of all, I want to say that I have so much respect for you and, of course, your talent and everything that you do. But I applaud you because what you have done is put some great music out into the world. We always love that.
Oh, well, thank you.
But you've also shown us. You've shown us how to really press in, even in a difficult circumstance. You know, you're going to be a role model to other people. Maybe they're making music. Maybe they're doing something else. But they're going to see your example and that you didn't give up, that you kept pushing forward, and you're going to inspire people.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I have a hummingbird sitting right here next to me. It just flew up on the windowsill.
Walela, that's awesome. Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful blessing. See? Oh, that is fabulous. So tell us about the name of this project. We're going to hear some songs. We're going to hear a song in just a second from this great project. But tell us about the title. The title, I'm Staying Home.
Right. Well, in Florida, we've had quite a huge amount of people with COVID-19.
Oh.
And I decided that I am just not going out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take the risk. I've got a 20-year-old autistic son, and mm-hmm. I am his caretaker, and I have spent all this time protecting him and myself. And so when I did the album cover, all the photos are from right here.
Oh, wow.
We live out in the woods and on 2 acres on an 8-acre tract. And so that was pretty much where I came up with it.
I love it. I love it.
I mean, gosh, what else do I need? I got deer running through the yard and hummingbirds sitting on the windowsill.
That's right. And eagles and, butterflies and sunsets and sunrises. I mean, one of the things I look forward to on your Facebook is your photos. You have such a good
thank
eye.
You.
Yes. Oh, I see some wonderful things. I think, horses. And I mean, you're seeing so many things. And like you said, the beauty is right there with you. And, you know, I want to say we're staying home too. We've social distanced from the beginning of this thing because, you know, I have a baby and, you know, we just decided, you know, we're just going to be very, very careful. And so I want to thank you for that because I believe that when we love people in our lives, and we love other people, we will protect them, and we will do what's best for them. And so thank you for
that. I think so, too. Yes, I think it's our duty.
Yes. Yeah. I love that
and
you
said that.
And we're
supposed to treat people as we wish to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that just shows the kind of respectful and honorable person that you are. And so on that note, see what I did there? I said that note. Okay, so we're going to hear one of your great songs.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I'm staying home. That is, I'm not got
well,
no telephone.
I always say music, and I'm sure everyone else does too.
Thank
what
you.
Inspired the songs on this project?
What inspired the songs on this project was just basically the times, what everybody's going through. When some really bad stuff was happening, it made me feel so that people were standing up. And they were, people that you never hear from with who have basically been voiceless. Their voice has been heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a wonderful thing.
Mm. Yeah. So how does music make your voice heard?
Well, hopefully, when people hear it, they can tell, you know, where my heart is in the song, because all my songs are written from my heart. Hopefully they can relate to it. And so it helps me to get it out there to everybody else. I mean, you know, if they don't want to hear it, that's okay too. But if they do, I hope they enjoy it and see where I'm coming from.
I think it's a wonderful attitude that you have, that you're sharing your gift with the world. And I think especially during these troublesome times, people do need music. They need uplifting. They need encouragement. But they also need to know that they're not alone, that somebody else that thinks like that. So what do you hope will happen when your listeners hear these great songs? What do you hope will happen?
Well, I hope it brings people happiness. That's the main thing. I hope that some of these really kick butt tunes, they get up and start dancing, even if they're in their living room.
Yeah.
I just want people to be happy. We've had enough darkness. It's time for some light.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that. Well, what did this music, making this music in the midst of a pandemic and crazy political times and strange things happening, you know, what did this do for you? Was this medicine for you?
Well, you know what? For me, what it did was focus on my goal of completing this CD. And so I didn't have to just so bummed out all the time. I mean, because you turn on TV and it was just always bad news.
Yeah.
And generally, I mean, I think I did pretty well this time, because generally, if things get too crazy, I'll do something silly just to make myself laugh, you know?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I wonder if, you know, let's just talk a little bit more about this, because I see something that you've done here. You've brought light to people. You've brought hope to people. And hope is very precious right now. People need hope. So
yes,
could you give some advice right now, some wisdom, to someone who's listening to us who's struggling right now? Maybe they're really going through a tough time. What would you say to them?
That it won't last forever.
Mm.
That, well, I have a song called Morning Will Come.
Mm.
And that is, I think that it pretty much says it all. It will end. It will get better. We have to have a balance, you know, and it's time for the good.
Yes.
We got to still be careful till it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give up, because it will get better.
Mm, that's beautiful. Thank you for that. I want to talk
about
the blues, because in a pandemic, in unprecedented times, and what's going on in the world right now, my goodness, the blues seem really, really timely, don't they?
Yes.
So, what do the blues mean to you? What do they mean to you?
To me, my blues in particular is music from my heart and spirit. It's what I'm feeling. It's what I've been through. And it could be whether it's funny or not, or sad or frustrating, or, you know, anything. It's just what I think about the whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that music helps to soothe everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so hard to, I guess, to dissect blues, especially because it could be happy, sad, angry, or any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to do, especially with this CD, I mean, I can just tell how sad everybody is and depressed and all.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
It just won't be that way forever. And I really hope that these songs will help uplift people, because even though some of these songs aren't even actually blues, I actually went a little more into the rock genre.
Mm,
on
okay.
some of them. I also have some blues also on there.
Great.
But for me, writing is just, it's a way to get things out, to purge them, and to, I know or hope that others are going through, you know, feeling the same things and can relate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that it'll help them feel better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seems to me like singing the blues is a very brave thing to do, because you really have to become vulnerable and open up. Do you feel that emotional connection?
Oh, definitely. I mean, gosh, the first time I ever heard myself on the radio, I wanted to hide under my coffee table.
Oh.
I was like, oh my gosh. Because, yeah, you are. You're opening yourself up.
Yeah.
And letting people take a peek inside. And that can be a little unnerving at times.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times what I'll do is I'll use plays on words.
Mm,
so
okay.
It's not so focused on exactly what I'm going through.
Right.
But it's open enough to where other people can hopefully relate and go, yeah, I know what she's talking about.
Sure. Sure. So who are some of the musicians in any genre or type of music that inspire you?
Well, of course, the women guitar players.
Oh,
because,
okay.
gosh, especially Sister Rosetta.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just absolutely adore her. She is just... I got goosebumps now just saying that.
Yeah.
She was ahead of her time. She could wail on that that SG that she was playing. And she sang from her heart and her spirit, too. Hers was more church-related music, but that's where her heart and spirit was. So it makes perfect sense. And, of course, you know, I love all the standards and everybody, you know, like B.B. King and Albert King, all the Kings, Freddie King. Gosh, I loved Coco Taylor.
Yeah.
She was wonderful. And, gosh, there's just so many. I wouldn't even know where to start. I like people who don't scream, who sing, who tell a story, not just fluff. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I want to hear a story.
I wonder why we don't have a movie about Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I wonder why nobody's ever made a motion picture, you know, about her life. I wonder if anyone has, because she's got an extraordinary and unique way of playing and making music. And I could see how that could be so inspiring. Who do you want to inspire? Like, who do you hope listens to you and becomes inspired?
Well, I hope, of course, my peers, but also the younger people, especially the females. Because, you know, I've seen a lot over the years with pop stars in particular, you know, they kind of get led around by the nose and told what to wear and how they have to perform and look and all that. I say be yourself. Be yourself and write what you live and what you know. And remember, you're beautiful no matter what you look like. Beauty's from the inside.
Amen. Yeah, I want that message to be heard so much more. You know, my background and my career began with modeling, where the only thing is what you look like, you know, the only thing is what you look like. And yet, there's so much more than that. So much more. And I think that's one of the reasons your music is so powerful, is because we can feel, you know, your radiant spirit. That energy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. It's
and I've seen some of your modeling photos, and you are just so gorgeous.
Well, thank you. But I'm a mom now, so.
Hey, me too.
Some days you get glamour. Some days you get oatmeal on your shirt. You know
what I mean?
And you know what? I'd rather have the oatmeal.
I hear you.
So since you mentioned that, though, and I thank you for that, because being a mom is such an important part of who you are and certainly a part of you that I really look up to, you know, because you are an amazing mom. And so being a mom shaped your journey?
Well, gosh, being a mom has been the one thing that has kept me, what's the right word? Kept me from getting in trouble, I guess. But, excuse me. But it's just that when I was born, I was left at a hospital. So I didn't get to grow up with my family or my tribe or anybody like that. So I didn't have any blood relatives that I knew of until 1983 when my daughter was born.
Oh, my.
And she looked just like me, which was really wild because I'd never seen anybody look just like me.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, that was just the most wonderful thing. And now I have a 20-year-old son, too. And I have learned so much from my children. And I didn't, you know, things that I didn't have the advantage of having, I've tried to make sure that they do. And the main thing I think that you need with kids is to make sure that they know you love them and that they are just wonderful people, and they're going to be awesome. I mean, of course, you got to feed them and keep a roof over their head, but I mean, the love part, the love is the main thing, I think.
Definitely. Always. So what advice would you give to maybe new moms, you know, or moms like me who are just starting our motherhood journey?
I would say be patient. Mm-hmm. They'll get there. Not every child who you're going to stop and say, your child should be this much or be this tall. Whatever month old it is a year. It's not that uniform. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Children are going to learn from you. And, you know, so I think the best thing to do is to show them as much love as you possibly can. Teach them. Teach them of their history.
Mm-hmm.
And teach them where they can be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And learn to duck from that oatmeal.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Those are good words, wonderful words. I have to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to come right back and we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful rest of this conversation. And then we're going to close out with a surprise dance party. That's right. The pandemic
Woo-hoo!
Is no excuse for not having a good time, especially when we have
I heard that.
Talent with us. So stay right there. I'll be right back.
Can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Michael Vick's guilty plea didn't solve the problem of dogfighting in America. More than 250,000 dogs are placed into fighting pits each year. I'm Wayne Pacelli, President of the Humane Society of the United States. If you think staged animal fights have no place in our communities, then join us in the fight now. We're going to put dogfighting out of business once and for all. To find out how, visit us at humanesociety.org.
A message from the Humane Society of the United States. Learn more at humanesociety.org.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her.
What a wonderful opportunity to offer congratulations to our guest today. We are so excited about this good news, world premiere, wonderful open doors, good things happening, shout it from the rooftops news that our guest has today. So would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Sure. My name is Mary Everhart.
What a beautiful person. What a wonderful person. You're so modest. What does the word Blues Hall of Fame mean to you?
Oh, gosh. That was something that I never expected, and it was the most wonderful thing ever. I was inducted in 2010 as a great blues artist, and then I was inducted again in 2011 as the ambassador to my area of Florida.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was, like, huge to me. I was so shocked. I was like, but it's just me. Why are you giving this to me?
Because they've got good taste. That's why. good taste in music. That's why. Oh, congratulations. And I get to say congratulations again because you have this brand new project coming out, and I want to make sure you tell us once again where we can get it, how we can listen, how we can support what it is that you're doing.
Okay, well, thank you. I have a new CD coming out. It's my fifth one, believe it or not.
Wow.
It's called I'm Staying Home, and it's going to have a global distribution, and you'll be able to find it on cdbaby.com as well as 2,500 retail stores, as well as Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, all kinds of places. It's also going to be put in a database called Grace Note, where if anyone needs, you know, wants something for their movie or their television show or whatever, it'll be there for that. And also, you'll be able to hear and buy the CD either in MP3 form or hard copy on my website as well, officialmaryeverhart.com. And I think that's about everywhere where it's going to be right now. I'm not sure exactly. They said and more, so I don't know what the and more is yet. But it's going to be global.
Beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, we have friends all around the world who listen. And we know that they will be thankful it's global because we'll all get to enjoy this amazing music. So congratulations some more. You know, it's so nice to be able to congratulate
someone.
Oh, well, thank you. It is. It's wonderful.
I really appreciate it. And I do hope that I'm glad that it's going to be global, too, because everything that's been going on affects all of us.
Yeah.
And we're all related. And I hope it lifts some spirits everywhere.
Yes, so do I. So, well, I know you love all the songs. I know they're all great songs. But is there a song on this new project that has a special place in your heart?
Oh, well. You know, there's different ones for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's one song that I have. It's called, I'm Staying Home, of course. That one's just fun. But the special place in my heart song, let me think. Probably Morning Will Come is one of my favorites on that CD. But then there's also one called Take Me a Lifetime. And let's see. Oh, gosh. There's one in particular, yes. It took me a second. I'm a little slow in the early day. But I wrote a song. It's called As I Walk in Their Footsteps. And it's talking about the people who came before. The people who used to live on this piece of property I live on. There used to be a mission down the road.
Oh, my.
But before, yeah. Before the mission was built, they lived here peacefully. And it was Appalachian Creek people. And I'm Cherokee and Creek. So it's my ancestors.
Yes.
And so I wrote it to honor them.
There's so
they
much.
Went through a lot here.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And so do you feel then connected to these ancestors? Do you feel them being with you as you create your music?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to honor them with a song just for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a kind and loving thing to do. And I think many ways, you know, it's beautiful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. It's just, they're still family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they were that long ago, they're still family. And I'm so sorry for what they went through. And, I mean, we have mounds here all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Here in Tallahassee, we have lots of, and I think most of them are Appalachian.
Mm-hmm.
But I go, and that's one of my spots that I go to, is a particular area where the Chieftain Mound is. And I feel a real connection with them. And also here because of right down the road was where the mission was. And someone from the university said that in this area, you don't have to dig down very deep before you start finding artifacts and remains and things. And I don't particularly care for the fact that people built on top of them.
Mm-hmm. Because of COVID and the pandemic, there are going to be people thinking of their ancestors,
yes.
Their relatives, their loved ones. And I really see the medicine in a song like this. I know we're talking about our indigenous ancestors, but for other people,
right.
This can be healing,
yes.
For them too, as they remember their loved ones and they make peace with the pandemic as well.
Right.
And even I'm staying home. When I saw that, I knew, okay, yes, the quarantines and shelter in place and respecting another enough to protect them. But I also thought about what that means in terms of tribal history as well. You know, so many of our ancestors went on the Trail of Tears, and then
yes.
Many of our ancestors were able to hide or somehow survive and stay home. You know,
right. 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 Or they came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you see that kind of connection when we talk about home?
Yes. To me, I mean, gosh, home is when I got the, this sounds kind of funny, but when I got my membership card, I felt like I was finally home. For
yes.
The tribe.
Sure.
And it was because I had been wondering for years where I belonged.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just certain ways of thinking and stuff. I think that's just sort of in our DNA.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
And so I felt complete. Finally, you know, my children and knowing who my ancestors were,
yeah.
Knowing that I came from great people,
yes,
wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I'm honored.
Mm.
And we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So we won.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, if you want to survive this time, because we've had to survive times like this before, pandemic,
yes.
Genocide, wars, rumors of wars. I mean, we've had to do this
right.
Before. And so, if you
oh,
want
definitely.
To survive, take us by the hand, because we, our ways and what we know and the wisdom of our ancestors, it has kept us before, and I believe it will help us again. Don't you?
I believe that, too. I honestly believe that.
My Uncle Jay, Jay Redigal, used to say that
he really felt that there would be a time when all the eyes of the world will be on Indigenous and tribal and Native people, because they will finally be ready to listen to the wisdom and the words that we have to say.
Yes.
And he believed some of that would come through what we would say. You know, we have wise people that will say wise things. But he honestly believed a lot of our prophecy, a lot of our wisdom for such a time as this would come through music. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I loved your Uncle Jay very much. He was one of my dearest friends.
Oh,
and
yes, he loved you.
I think of him all the time, and I still go and listen to his music all the time.
Me too.
And share it with other people so they can hear. And is such a wonderful person and hilarious too. But yes,
yeah.
He used to keep me cracking up laughing all the time.
Yeah, just stay on his good side though.
Yeah. I've seen some of that other side, not directed at me, but yes, I know what you're talking about there. But I believe he's right. Because, you know, everything comes full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, and I know some tribes speak of the Tree of Life where all will meet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe a lot of the prophecy is true. You know, just because history is generally written by whatever side won whatever battle or whatever.
Right.
But a lot of our stuff has never been written, but it's been passed along from family to family, through mother to child, to grandmother, to grandchild, to grandfather. You know, it's passed down orally. A lot got lost, unfortunately, through, you know, the Trail of Tears and some of the other things. But I think that remaining prayerful and remembering who you are and where you came from definitely helps you get through life.
Absolutely. Well said. Very well said. And so as we talk about who you are, you know, who your music, all your music, everything about you, what do you want us to know about you that maybe we don't already know?
Well, that I'm a... Gosh. I put pretty much everything in the songs, but... I very much love nature.
Mm-hmm.
I really love going out in the forest and taking pictures and hanging out with the animals. I feel like, you know, they're our brothers and sisters also. They're just different. And when I go in the woods, I realize that this is their house. I'm the one visiting.
Right.
That my heart breaks for anyone who's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
That I have a real hard time with that. I could sit there and bawl my eyes out over somebody else's problem, because I've probably been there at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand how they feel. Now, I just lost two friends to COVID. Two of my best friends. Thank you.
My.
And it's been real hard to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a friend of mine, Belle, and she was Cherokee, and she took me in when I was 15.
Oh.
And we spent many years, and she passed away last April from COVID. Mm-hmm. And then my friend Bill, he just passed away February 22nd.
Oh,
he was
so
excited
sorry.
About this CD. Oh, well, thank
sure.
you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a little secret about Bill. Bill
mm-hmm.
was Scottish, but he lived
mm-hmm.
in New York. His ancestry
mm-hmm.
was Scottish. But on land that he owned, he found something with his father that just linked me to him forever.
Oh.
He found a cave on some property that they owned. And inside it was drawings from the Iroquois tribe.
Oh, my.
And it's just amazing. There was all kind of wall drawings and artifacts inside the cave. And he and his father decided, instead of letting people see it and plunder it and destroy it like so many of our artifacts are, mm-hmm. they closed it off so no one could ever bother it.
Wow.
And he said, he told me, I'm going to take that location to the grave with me. Mm. He said, so nobody ever destroys it.
Oh. Oh, my.
And yeah, and he only told me and one Cherokee guy about it. But we don't know where it is. We just know it's in New York somewhere. But he didn't even tell his son where it was, which is amazing to me. But
that is.
It will always be protected. And, I mean, gosh, how can you not love a guy like that? He was a dear
Absolutely.
Man.
Oh, wow. I see why he was such a treasure to you, and I'm very sorry for these losses. You know, compassion is the start of every miracle. Having compassion is how miracles happen, you know.
Exactly.
We care about other people. And you are a great, compassionate heart. You know, you care about people. You want them to succeed in life, and you uplifting others, and I think we deserve a dance party.
I think you're right.
All we've been through and all everyone else has been through, we're gonna close this show out with some of your brand new songs, and that'll give us all a chance to get up and dance. Give us a chance to celebrate. I give us a chance to rejoice that we're still here. And rejoice for those lives that touched ours that we loved. And I want to say to you, thank you so much for joining me today. I know you're doing some great things and that you would take time to be with us. I am so very grateful.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, we love it. We love it. So now, would you please join us? We're going to close out the show with some of the best music.
All right. I'm going to put on my boogie flip-flop.
And we're all going to support on Staying Home by our Blues Hall of Fame ambassador and wonderful friend, Mary Everhart. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you to you, our special guest, for joining us today. And now we're going to dance. Woohoo.
So many things. Darkness, I see the moon. Oh.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.